Eye on the World. I'm John Besser with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going way, way far away. Beetlejuice, the star. But something funny going on, Bob. Fluctuation. That's always a sign of alien civilization. What is it?
No, not in this case. Beetlejuice is a giant red giant star that's in the last stages of life. It's a giant gas bag. In fact, if it was in the solar system, it would fill most of the solar system. And because of it's a gas bag, it actually is sometimes not spherical. I've got a picture on Behind the Black showing back in 2017 when one side was bulging sideways. The analogy I give to what this is think about when astronauts allow a blob of water to float in microgravity. It kind of fluctuates and doesn't hold its spherical shape if it's moving, and that's kind of what Beetlejuice does. Well, in 2019 and 20, it dimmed for a period of a year, and they finally figured out and theorized this was caused because the star released a bunch of dust, and that covered the star. But since then, it hasn't gone back to normal. It is now 50%, 150% of its normal brightness, and it's been fluctuating, cycling, pulsating in 200-day cycles, which is much faster than normal. And what they think is going on is that when it released that dust in 19, it kind of bounced, the surface bounced. Think of Newton, about, you know, equal force. And it's basically fluctuating back and forth as it slowly settles down to its original spherical shape. That's what they think is going on. Sometime in the next several hundred thousand years do they expect this star to go supernova, but it hasn't done it yet, and it won't do it in tomorrow, so we shouldn't be worried.
And, Bob, another supernova, only 20 million light years away. Now, when you put in the word only, does that mean it's a threat to us?
Not in the slightest. But what's interesting is that since the discovery and development of the telescope by by Galileo back in 1600, there has not been a supernova in the Milky Way galaxy. So all supernovas that we've studied with telescopes have taken place in other galaxies. And the reason this supernova that just took place only about a week ago is of importance is because it's in the Pinwheel Galaxy, only 20 million light years away. It's really close for a galaxy. And so you can get to study it very, very well. And there's even a live stream that's going on from an amateur organization online where you can look at this supernova as it still is brightening. That's the interesting thing. It's so close. We saw it before it reached full brightness, and it's still brightening, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,